This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Bonjo needs your prayer.
Mika, many Cuban Americans here at Versailles Cafe, the political epicenter of this community in Miami, telling me this morning they cannot believe some of the world reaction from figures like Justin Trudeau and Jill Stein about Fidel Castro, some of the reactions you were talking about just earlier in the show. But they tell me they are especially hurt and ashamed, one even used the word humiliated, by President Obama's statement regarding Fidel Castro, the president calling Castro a singular figure who had enormous impact, but didn't really using the word dictator. Now, on the other hand, many here, the Bay of Pigs veterans, the women in white, they are, you know, praising and thanking Donald Trump for his statement, the president-elect calling Castro a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people. And remember, guys, more than half of Cuban Americans supported Donald Trump in the election, and they are now looking to him to see what will happen with U.S.-Cuba policy.
Wow. So I'm really ashamed of people like Jesse Ventura coming out and saying how great Fidel Castro was. I've known Jesse for like 10 years, been friends with him, but just give me a break. I can't put up with this anymore. Where everybody just sits here and this guy's killed hundreds of thousands. He's exported war to Africa, exported war to Latin America, funded death squads with Che Guevara. And then I've got to sit there and romanticize him and kiss his ass. If Trump did any of this, we'd all be against him. I would too. But then everything Trump does is fascist and evil. It's just so one-sided. And then I see this Kaepernick, who makes $100 million-plus dollars, maybe like $180 million total in his career in the NFL, bitching about America. People go, hey, don't censor him. It's not censoring about criticizing. We're going to come back in the next long segment and break all this down. But there's just something oxymoronic about a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars bitching about America, talking about how great Fidel Castro is, who's never studied how Fidel Castro took thousands of farmers' families and just killed them so they could take their land. A lot of poor farmers. Matt Bracken, we were getting into this. It's a short segment, but you know, looking at this worship of Fidel, I agree with you. It's a real watermark. It's a real gauge to see where people stand.
Not only to see what world leaders go to his funeral, it's very interesting to me. That, and it shows that Raul is probably afraid right now. They're not having the funeral in Havana, and I don't think that they're even having any mass mourning, like, you know, lying in state, anything like that. And that tells me that they're afraid, because a funeral can get out of control. A funeral, if you allow a funeral, you can't tell if 100,000 might come. Now, they used to bus in hundreds of thousands, but for a funeral like this, they must fear, what if 3 or 4 or 5 million Cubans show up? And then the crowd just turns and says, let's go get Raul. At that point, would the police fire on them? Like, you know, in Romania, after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Ceausescu and his wife said, we're not leaving. We're not going anywhere. They brought in goons like union miners, things like that. They bust in goons with pickaxes to try to beat down the dissidents and protesters. But it didn't work. And even putting machine guns on the roof of the palace didn't work.
That's right. Giving them the opportunity to fight was their end. They miscalculated.
And then they dragged Ceausescu out and shot him and his wife. They call that Romanian term limits. And I think that's why they're having this Fidel funeral in a remote location that millions of people won't be able to get to unless they're bussed in. You know,
I know. He's hated in his own country, but every little fake pseudo-intellectual tells us how great he is. When the guy was a dirtbag.
it's very telling that he's not having, he's not laying in state or laying, you know, laying in to be viewed in Havana. They're taking him to some place that's remote so that they can control the roads and only bus in supporters. That tells me they're afraid of a mass revolution. A funeral can be a big turning point. You know, funerals are very dangerous. You see that in Israel when, you know, Palestinian terrorists are killed. They'll try to...
Stay there. We're going to come back with calls. Good point.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How many times must I tell you?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Or I can talk to the boss.
Or I can talk to the boss.
How many times?
Or I can talk.
How many times is free market? Even limited levels of it to deliver all the science, all the technology, all the freedom you could ever imagine. How many times before we know that truly loves us? Crank it up. Free market hits this planet. We're going solar system wide, folks, real fast. I want to see humanity turn loose. These communists admit I've been around them in person. Every time I've been around a communist in person, at dinner, they go in and say, we want to kill people. We want blood. You better join us. We're going to murder everybody. They're demons. I don't know how to explain it. I don't even know how all this works. I show they're evil. just bet on America, what made this country great, and realize that the globalists are in competition with the American system. We're going to the stars. I want to go to Mark, Chris, Howard, Andrew, Jim, and others. I am such a liberal in the Thomas Jefferson vein that I can't stand Islam. I certainly can't stand Orthodox Islam. But I went to high school and college with some nice and new Muslim folks. And I was against these wars, so it was the wrong countries being targeted. But I got to tell you, watching the establishment and the globalists ally themselves with the worst forms of Islam, and then just every day I have to look at it where they've got TV ads in Germany saying submit to Islam, paid for by the UN. They've got Moroccan ads saying when you bust your wife's nose up and her black eye, here's how you put makeup on to cover up. I mean, the whole culture is about infiltrating and taking over. And I've got stacks of articles here where they're just killing homosexuals. They're doing all this other crap. All I want is homosexuals not to recruit my kids or anybody else. I don't care if you're heterosexual or homosexual. Keep your damn hands off my kids unless you've got a death wish. And then I've got, and we played this a few weeks ago, but now it's on the news in Italy. Italy's Minister of Interior, surrender your homes to migrants or face jail. They don't even pay you to house them. There's the famous footage from 2 weeks ago of Luigi, 80 years old, tiny little inn with like 10 rooms. He's got a little restaurant. They just say, hey, everything's free. Here they are. And they bring in the Muslims. And these big old 6'4" cops just shove the old man aside. Hell, you can't go to North Africa, Tunisia, or Libya or do this. It's like a death wish of the goodwill and like all these special ops looking Italian goons shoving old men around and taking their place over. I mean, I'm not somebody on the air that calls for violence, but I mean, you're really hitting my buttons at this point. And I agree with Bracken. We don't need to go that way, but I mean, they are just testing and pushing and moving the Overton window to see what they can do. And then I see this. It's all over MSNBC. It's all over BBC. Half the time I tune into BBC because I've got two different BBC channels on my cable. It's women in hijabs. I mean, this is the most oppressive system you can imagine. Canada celebrates hijab-wearing news anchor while Christian crosses are banned on the same network. They've even got the reporter who was kicked off because she wanted to wear a cross. Of course, in most countries, you don't wear a hijab, you wear a burqa. And how they got all the liberals selling this, I just don't get it anymore. And then I've got all these other articles here. Indonesian woman flogged for close proximity with a man. Yahoo News, AP. I've got like, you know, a couple men were meeting for hamburgers in Indonesia, so they thought they were gay and came and arrested them. After the beating, Moroccan TV airs makeup tips for hiding domestic violence. It's like, and then before I even really went on this crusade against Orthodox Islam a few years ago, they put out major movies. Cross, what's that big director, comedian's name? Mr. Show and all that? David Cross. They've got two-hour films that were in theaters locally. I went in and saw in the theater where the guy goes, I hate black people and Jews and Muslims. I'm Alex Jones. I'm going to kill people. You're sitting there with a Slurpee in your hand watching this. It's like, what the hell is going on with Hollywood that wants access to our kids and wants to tell us what to do? And then they're in a love fest with Saudi Arabia, who's buying up Hollywood along with the communist Chinese. And then 2 weeks ago, the communist Chinese were all over the news, AP, Wall Street Journal, saying, you better shut down the alt-right or we're going to pull our money out of your treasuries. So I've now reached a point at 42 years old, about to be 43, that movie was called Hits, where I'm living in another world where the communist Chinese that killed more people than anybody in history are telling the news, shut me down, and are telling Trump, get rid of Stephen Bannon. Now, it's not a heady situation. It's more of an awakening. I guess that shows actually how weak they are. The problem is they got nuclear weapons. What will they pull to stop it? So commenting on that, Bracken, then we're going to take some calls. If you want to stay with the rest of the hour, you're welcome. And again, what else do you see them doing? Because they're so arrogant, they're so mentally ill, they don't realize that they're Hitler in the bunker in 1945. I still think, because I've noticed delusional people that never really earn what they had, as they get more power, they get on a bigger power trip. As I get more power, I get more concerned and more more humble and more worried about what I do. I'm really worried, though, about the paradigm. I think they're crazy enough to try anything. And I think in the next, as you said, 3 weeks till the Electoral College, but even into the election in 53 days, I think we're in the most dangerous time in human history. What do you think?
Very, very dangerous. But they're lashing out and panicking about the new media. You know, shows me that they're very afraid. It's like Fidel's funeral not being in Havana. That's a huge sign of weakness and fear. They tried to ignore the new media, and they tried to ridicule it. Now it's the Russian trick. It's all a Russian conspiracy. You know, nobody's buying it. That's why Trump won. They've played their card. They've gone, completely to the end of the rope of calling everybody a racist. Now they're trying to conflate Breitbart and Steve Bannon with this nut job, Richard Spencer, to make them ordinary people think that it's like a new coming of Hitler, but it's not working. It's their panic. It's the end of their road. And now that they're trying to infer that we're all something now we never heard of last year. Now we're all white if you happen to be Caucasian. I mean, if your parents came from Europe, I had nothing to do with, the color of my skin or the color of my eyes. I just was born this way. But now apparently I'm a white nationalist. They're trying to make patriots who are Americans and who happen by just the grace of, the luck of the odds, the luck of the draw, to be Caucasian. Now we're somehow scary white nationalists. So
no, I agree with you. Let's just be honest. Ice Age thingy or whatever it is, every group has its talent, its skill on average. Everybody's diverse. But it's like, Kenyans are all the top long-distance runners. What is it about Europe that had its own problems that developed so much science, so much renaissance, and ended slavery and tried to empower women? I think the despots are in competition with the true liberalism of the white male. I mean, not that we're perfect, but I think they're really scared of the fact that we want to, on average, empower people, so they try to focus in on dumbasses.
Well, they've done a very good job of sabotaging, Europeans from within. I mean, the evidence is the birth rate, a collapsing demographic birth rate, where people are so demoralized or into hedonism that they don't even want to have children. So that, Italy is at like 1.0 children per wife.
Yeah, Italy's the worst. You're right.
So they're going to either.
What a great culture dying. I mean, I'm not Japanese, but they're second to Italy is the worst. I'm so sad the Japanese are fading into history.
But yet the Japanese are at least saying we're going to do it as Japanese. If we can't figure out how robots will take care of our old people, then, but we're not just going to bring in millions of Muslims. That's for.
And yeah, don't you have to hand the Japanese. I mean, when things get worse, they have a lower crime rate. I mean, Japanese are pretty.
After Fukushima, I mean, it's legendary that you can leave a bicycle on the street or your wallet on the subway. After Fukushima, the equivalent of their Walgreens and Walmarts had to put signs on the doors saying, please take everything you need, because even starving Japanese wouldn't go into a broken drugstore and get out bottled water. I mean, it tells you something about their culture. Now, obviously, World War II, they were fanatical in some very bad ways, but goodness, they do take care of their people, and they're not just going to be – they don't have politicians that will just volunteer to have them genocided by – Islamist maniacs coming in.
Well, that's right. Japan will not let one Islamic in.
Yeah, and, as far as going back, I want to get this out. If we're going to now be called white nationalists, if Steve Bannon, they're going to keep showing Steve Bannon and you and next to the worst of the worst of these, marginal fringe, nobody ever heard of them until the mainstream media.
I never heard of this guy they're saying I'm best buddies with. So.
Right. I say that. The mainstream media talking heads, all of them, the Democrats, I have a new term for them, PIS, Progressive International Socialists. If they can not only call us nationalists, which I'll wear that proudly, I'm a national populist. I'm a patriot, a patriotic American. If they're going to turn that into somehow I'm a racist because my skin's white, that means I must be a white nationalist. I say take the gloves off. You said, what can we do? Well, we don't want to get in their face and turn it into a shooting war, at least not before December 19th or January. But I say let's not play their game of using their terminology. I call Brian Williams, Rachel Maddow, all of them, they're international socialists. If they hate me for being a patriotic American nationalist, then I say screw you, pal. you're an international socialist, which is just the overt of polite form of saying you're a communist. If you go to Fidel's funeral, you're a communist. You know what he did, and you're going to go and honor him. You're a communist.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, they're demonizing. They're demonizing. Sure, we're going to skip this break. They're demonizing Trump for doing nothing, and then Fidel Castro is a mass murderer. I mean, if I killed one person in cold blood, I would expect my family would disown me. The guy killed hundreds of thousands. Robbed. I mean, you folks, I've studied history. Cuba was like more wealthy than Florida or Texas. It had the biggest middle class except for Argentina or Venezuela. There were three rich hubs in the Caribbean and in Central and South America. It was Argentina, Cuba, and Venezuela. And all those places are socialist hellholes now with just total collapse because the elites wanted to get rid of the middle class. And Cuba had a big, fat, juicy middle class. They were successful. They were, but they got a lot of poor people pissed going, hey, look, somebody's got a nice car. Somebody, you would have got a car the next year, dummy. You know, oh, look, these rich casino owners are making money. These hotel owners, these foreign, you know, Yankee pigs are here investing. Yeah, of course. It's a freaking nice country. And now what do you have? 60 years later, a hellhole. And it's so sad. But don't worry. We're under the same attack. And I just feel so sorry because it was a saying 60 years ago, as rich as in Argentina or as rich as in Venezuela, or they even say in the 50s, is, you know, that you know, those rich Cubans. Because the average American was in a two-bedroom house with one bathroom if they were lucky, if they were middle class. And the Cubans had better than that. It's all gone.
And our liberal media were helped to install these dictators. You know, whether it was New York Times Durante being
they
a
all
for
the New York Times, the Washington Post talked about Fidel like he was a rock star,
like they did about Stalin during the Ukraine Holodomor genocide, the starvation genocide. They were knowingly, they knew about what was going on, and they were saying, "Oh, I've seen
yeah,
the
but
future."
Yeah, but see, Matt Taibbi doesn't know about that genocide. Or doesn't know about the Armenian genocide. He just foppishly walks real slow and goes, oh, liberal. Oh, I had a coffee. Oh, liberal. How do you counter the fake pseudo-intellectualism? Because, I mean, I study all the time. I can tell talking to you, you've done major study. So we're on the same field here. I talk to a fake or a fop, and I talk to a liberal. They don't know anything. They even their top people just go, oh, yeah, right, sure, racist. And I'm like,
well, hey, we have a great opening. There's a great opportunity here. And I think that, you know, we've already maybe passed the high water mark for liberalism. And now it's the tide's going our way, running our way, because these people that these kids that have only learned history from Howard Zinn textbooks, you know, evil America invented slavery, that false history, they are ripe to have their eyes opened. They don't know about Che Guevara, except that he's got a cool T-shirt. So there
did you know he wrote two books? I personally even ordered one of the ones in Spanish where he calls black people animals and where he says Mexicans are dumb cockroaches.
Lazy. And you know,
yeah, lazy cockroaches. So you've read that.
Yeah, there's a big opportunity.
But see how weird it is? I can converse with you and you know what Che Guevara really said. I tell some weird little commie kid wearing it, they just laugh at me. I mean, you know.
Well, you won't be able to get them all, but I think that one good approach is Dennis Prager, you know, another great talk host. He's got something called Prager University.
It's excellent. I want to get Dennis Prager on, by the way.
5 minutes. They're just like 5-minute episodes. So there are 5-minute teachable lessons that make the best points possible, you know, with simple graphics. So there are millions of people out there right now that are wondering, like, what is this argument about Fidel Castro? I know they got funky old cars in Havana. Why is that? But they've never heard that they had walls where people were just taken out and shot night after night. They'd never heard that. So there is an opportunity to undo the learning. But there's a good thing about these snowflakes is that they're empty vessels. You know, the first message whispered into their ear was the false Howard
Zinn. No, I agree. And, you know,
they can be re-educated very quickly with the truth, very quickly.
Yeah, they're just so entitled and so whacked out. I want to go to some phone calls now. We're talking to Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com, Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're sitting here talking. We've got 53 days till the inauguration in January 20th. We've got the Democrats and Hillary trying to overthrow the election, even though she pledged she believed Trump won. That's because she'd stolen five states and still failed. But notice Jill Stein is not auditing those states that she won. This is outrageous, and it shows they're setting the precedent for riots. All they're waiting for, as Mr. Bracken said, is for somebody to shoot a crowd of Black Lives Matter people. And I think cities burn all over the country.
That's what they're hoping for.
So let's quantify this. I'm going to take a call for you. I'm going to break and come back and take calls. If you're sitting there as Soros right now, I mean, I'm 42, and I'm smarter business-wise, knowledge-wise, but, I mean, I'm tired. I can't imagine being 87 or 89 like Soros, and I catch he's at meetings all over the world. He's involved in everything. Where does this energy come from? And, I mean, what is going on with this guy? It's like, what the hell is happening here?
I think that he wants to be considered one of the key figures in all of history, in a history book that shows, you know, Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, whether you think they're evil or whether you think they, you know, made the autobahns or, you know, whatever they did that was, you know, they built canals where millions were killed to build the White Sea Canal. It doesn't matter. If you're in the history book, that's what drives some people.
So it's a selfishness. It's pissing on the world.
Just like a mass murderer at a very small, you know, granular level, somebody that, you know, takes a rifle and goes up on a building, he's trying to beat the last death count so that people will remember his name, even if he's dead.
So it's a true narcissistic, psychopathic mental illness.
But at the very top level, I think that what drives George Soros is that, I mean, he knows he's going to die, and I think that he believes he's just worm food after that. The thought that comforts him is that every history of the 20th and 21st century, he is going to be a key figure. When they show the pictures of the presidents and of dictators, they will also show and have a chapter on George Soros. And that, I think, is what motivates him. It's not making more money. It's not staying alive.
No, I agree. And it's twisted. True human power is about telegraphing knowledge forward to help others, not out of arrogance, but out of love and a wish to be with those before you, currently, and after you. That's true human spirit. He wants to take that and twist it.
When you watch the video where he was very candid about his youth and
he laughed about it. He said, "I'm proud of helping the Nazis,"
and didn't feel any. Something happened. Something scarred him in his youth that took out empathy and replaced it with something cold and calculating.
He said, "I won by helping the Nazis, and I'm going to go on winning."
Right. So he would have won
by killing 10 of them and not being a piece of filth.
If he hadn't have been damaged psychologically in some way, you know, that I forget which of the Anthony Hopkins movie, Hannibal, you know, there's the early
Child
scene
Lambs.
where he's a child and he's watching horrors. I think that some people come out of trauma at the correct age. You know, if you're pushed into a lake as a three-year-old, believe me, you're never going to want to go swimming for the rest of your life. If a big spider bites you when you're an infant, you're going to have spider phobia. So I think it's very possible that whatever happened to George Soros in Eastern Europe set him on the path that he's been on his entire life. And part of it is, you know, it's just evil, satanic, diabolical, but it might just be explained in psychological terms.
That's right. We're going to break in 1 minute, coming back with call after call. Mark, Chris, Howard, Andrew, Jim, we're going right to the break. What do you make of the WikiLeaks and all the clear pedophile code words? I mean, I'm looking at this. It's clearly pedophile code words. I mean, what the hell's going on there?
I thought that what had happened in Belgium and that area like 20, 25 years ago, I thought that was an aberration, but apparently when you get into the upper levels of evil, you know, the evil power, it seems to go towards this ritualistic pedophilia rings. It's just pretty disgusting. But when you look at some of these characters that are around Hillary, you have to wonder what kind of evil is there. I mean, Huma Abedin from age 19, a 19-year-old intern has become her body companion. You know, she's the one that's in the bedroom. She's the one that is never away from her side. from age 19.
And, of course, she's a Muslim. We'll be right back with your phone call straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. The website for our guest is a very important website, enemiesfarandadvantages.com. Stay with us. It's an incredible time to be alive right now, and history's happening in front of our eyes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look, I made the film Endgame 9 years ago. I showed hundreds of clips, video clips of global elite admitting they treat us like creatures in a petri dish. They're manipulating us. They're playing games with us. And all I'm saying is, I don't like this. And I want to change it. I want to turn this around. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I'm not going to belabor this. We're running the biggest specials so far of the year during the Cyber Monday. All the Black Friday specials are extended. 50% off colloidal silver, silver bullet, 30% off super all vitality. There's a whole bunch of specials, 40% off high quality storable foods, free shipping with a promo code on top of it, free, F-R-E-E, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what makes the broadcast possible. I've noticed that one of the main establishment attacks was, oh my gosh, they sell stuff. Yeah, we don't have Mercedes-Benz as sponsors. We don't have Barnes & Noble as sponsors. We have some sponsors on the network, and we have some sponsors as well. That pays about 30% of it. We direct sell products. And so that's how we fund this operation. So we couldn't do it without you. You see the big effects we're having. You see us all over the news being attacked. It's because we're effective, and the enemy knows we're having a big effect. So thank you all for the support. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And as I said, whatever's going on in Central Texas, it's kind of like that movie, The Happening, I think is the name of it, where the trees release the pollen and kill everybody. I used to think when I was in high school that friends of mine that didn't go to two-a-days and said they had allergies were hypochondriacs. I thought it was fake. My allergies have gotten a lot better as I've lost some weight and stuff, but right now, half the office is sick or more, and hell, this is legendary. I mean, it feels like my lungs have a bucket of fire ants in them right now. So I'm not trying to talk all deep and cool here with you. In fact, I'm using it on my bedside. This is not a plug. Somebody run me in some, got taken away some lung cleanse. I haven't thought of that. That's what helps me at night sleep. A bunch of essential oils. Yeah, they sell stuff for like $20. It's like menthol and a couple other things. This is dozens of essential oils. The only problem is it's so thick. You got to, every other time you use it, wash out the sprayer tip. Because it's so thick, it will not spray through it. Thank you. So this is a new package of it. I need to take this home because I've had a package for about 6 months. I haven't really gone through it yet, but it's almost empty. This is the ultimate lung cleanse. Thing out there. But I tell you, we are under such assault, all the GMO, the glyphosate, all the rest of it, and I wanted to be on early, so I apologize, but we'll see how that does. Let me tell you, it is fun. Now, getting back to Matt Bracken of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, I want to go to your phone calls right now and take your questions and comments, but I feel guilty that I'm not able to get excited enough and upset enough, Matt, about Hillary wanting a recount, the Black Lives Matter running around groups calling for cops being killed. They're shooting them almost every day dead. And the media, even CNN's like, well, they're cops. They deserve to die. It's their job. The random killing of people is such an authoritarian thing.
Well, I think they're just pulling out all the stops. I'd like to say something about cops. You know, in my youth, I was a Navy SEAL, not career, but when I was junior officer. I couldn't be a cop for 2 weeks. I guarantee you. I mean, I'd absolutely lose my mind. I'd go into some house and see child abuse going on, and I would flip out. So, how you can be a social worker and carry a gun at the same time is something that I couldn't juggle personally.
I totally agree. Just watching it and covering it drives me crazy.
I couldn't do it. So how you can expect to make a, you know, nanosecond decision, life or death, and they're going to dissect that nanosecond into a billion micro nanoseconds and hang you on it when day in and day out, you know, you're seeing motor vehicle accidents, you know, you're seeing domestic abuse situations and elder abuse and child abuse, and to be able to keep a serenity inside and not go home and be a psycho in your own house to your own children. So I give all honor and respect to law enforcement that can juggle all of that and balance all of that, because I know within my own heart and my own soul, I wouldn't last two weeks as a cop at any level. I couldn't do it.
Matt, that's well said.
I couldn't carry that job. I couldn't do it. So God bless the police. Without them, you know, there was a famous incident in Montreal, Canada, about 30 years ago, maybe it was in the 70s, where the police went on strike, and immediately every jewelry store was hit. You know, as soon as the criminals figured out this was for real, the police have gone on strike. It was complete mayhem, immediate. So there are, you know, thousands, even millions of predators out there without any morals or scruples or conscience, that if they knew that the police were out of the way, they would absolutely wreak havoc on society. And that, I think, is part of the whole deal with this cabal between Soros, the propaganda media, and the Democrat Party, is to break the morale of the police. Just get them to either stay in their patrol cars, you know, hide behind Dunkin' Donuts, don't get out there and mix it up, don't do your job. Just basically demoralize law enforcement. And I think that's...
I agree, hasn't it backfired?
I hope so, but it remains to be seen. It certainly isn't going to help minority neighborhoods if the police won't go in there, because then you're just handing over control to the gangs completely. So, I mean, yeah, obviously there are bad cops, and obviously some cops go on a power trip, and maybe some people come into law enforcement because they've got like a latent urge to be a bully sort of thing. But I don't think by far most cops,
They
want to be the sheep.
Cops aren't where the revolution happens. And the fact that Soros and the mainstream media want to make that the main focal point, we can deal with cops that have problems. The issue is that this is an attempt to destabilize the whole country. Mark in California, you're on the air with Mr. Bracken. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having Matt on KOMY 1540. I really appreciate that. You know, Matt and Alex, when we think about King Cyrus, he's much more than a king, because this is he of whom it is written, "Behold, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid." And when Trump came out and just was honest about Castro, I can't tell you what that did for me. You know, all these lying commies, talking about how great the man was. He's a despicable communist, and he's going to go to hell after on Judgment Day. And when we think about how Trump has appointed these guys, I mean, think about it. We've gone from Eric Holder, who says we have to, quote, brainwash them to hate guns, and Loretta Lynch for Attorney General, that after, San Bernardino happened, she says, we'll prosecute you to the full extent of the law if you speak against Muhammad, to Jeff Sessions. And we need to pray for Jeff and pray that God will fight with outstretched arm, against Chucky Schumer and such. And, because this is really exciting. This is exciting. This is God. It's the hand of God.
I agree. And the enemy is crapping themselves and is planning something in the next 23 days. Thank you, Mark.
A civil war. This is a civil war. We are in a civil war. Make no mistake, it's not at the shooting in streets phase of a civil war, but believe me, like he put his finger right on it. Holder and Lynch, and then Jeff Sessions, this Jay Johnson, and then General Flynn. This is tectonic.
It's Richter scale 12. It's opposites.
It is opposites, and they're not going to just quit.
Let me ask you this, because obviously none of us could war game this and know how it's going to go. But hypothetically, we're not calling for this. If they suspend things, say Trump lost, let's say they kill Trump, say, he's died in a helicopter crash, Hillary's coming in or whoever, and announce that we're shutting down the fake press, that's us, they're going to arrest us. We're not looking for trouble, but when folks try to pull up and take us off to the re-education center, I guess all bets are off. I just want to make sure, because it won't do anything. The foolish cops or anybody else, the young military officers, how do we get around them as the real targets?
There aren't enough. There aren't enough, especially the fleas, the federal law enforcement agents. There just aren't enough. The math doesn't work. All of the power of the state could barely get to Louisiana after Katrina. And
no, I agree. So why are they so arrogant? Because they've taken our restraint as weakness when there are like millions of veterans, many of which I know, that aren't looking for trouble. They're not scared to die. They are ready to just dominate. And
I would recommend people read some of my essays, like the Civil War II Cube, which is sort of like a Rubik's Cube showing the demographic, cultural, and geographical axes that the Civil War will be fought on. Or my other essay, When the Music Stops, How America's Cities May Explode in Violence. If you look at the red-blue county map, most of the food grows in the red counties. Most of the energy comes out of the ground in the red counties.
I was about to say, we have 90% geographically. In military nomenclature, isn't that total dominance?
Well, and they say, well, we have more people. We won the popular vote. A lot of people is not an advantage if you can't feed them. A lot of people is a tremendous...
No, it's true. The communists and the globalists want to play this capitulation game. I'm not looking for this, but if they want to take the gloves off, don't they, in a bare-knuckle fight, we kick their ass?
Well, if you look at the Russian Revolution, when the Russians came home from World War I, they were carrying Mosin-Nagant rifles and swords and pistols, revolvers, But they were disarmed very quickly by the communists.
They ordered it, and the people turned them in.
That's right.
And, that's not going to happen this time.
But then they could go out in the countryside, and they could literally steal the food from farmers, leave nothing in the Ukraine, take the grain from the Ukraine and leave the Ukrainians to starve. That would absolutely not work in the United States of America. The other big factor is our agriculture now is big mass industrial agriculture. It's not a family farm. So if the transportation infrastructure breaks down and there's no oil and fertilizer going out to the farms, then there's no food going anywhere.
And the power will be in the small, self-sufficient family farms.
That's right. So it'll be a starvation.
So I'm not looking for trouble, but if they want to push this into a hot war, they're entering our briar patch.
And the last occasions that we could use as references are the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution. They were able to harness and militarize the urban population, go out into the countryside with guillotines and execution squads in Russia, and take the food by force. They would never be able to take the food by force in this country. It would be a suicide mission for
every good old boy, and I don't care what color they are, in looking for trouble. They are locked and loaded and ready to kill.
And forget about The AR-15 so-called assault rifles. Yeah, that's interesting. They're fun to plink on steel
50
with.
Cals everywhere.
It's just the basic Remington 730-06 with a cheap Bushnell scope on top. That's a 500-yard rifle.
Everybody's got that.
Millions of them. There's millions of them.
Can you imagine if they try to march a communist army of pot-bellied dumbasses in against us? What'll happen?
Well, at the first bridge, it would just be a choke point, and after that, it would be impassable. Because somebody laying in a culvert 500 yards from the bridge will be able to stop anybody. There just aren't enough drones and helicopters to play, some kind of video game war where they go out and.
No, I agree. I hear from the leftists. Their favorite statement is, "We got drones, we'll kill you." Look, we're not looking for a war, dumbasses. But if you physically want to start one, you really have no idea what you're dealing with.
And who do they think the drone operators are? They're military, and they're 90% on our side. They come from the red counties. So it would be a starvation event for the entire country, but the cities would absolutely implode into cannibalism.
We've killed 55 million babies. Maybe we deserve that. Let's take a call from Chris in Virginia here on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it seems like to me that you're a pretty bright person. And thorough with your research. So I was wondering if you picked a long time ago the battle that you was going to fight to go after the globalists and go that route and expose them as opposed to going after them Satanists, which I believe is the real issue.
The same people.
It's the
Listen,
same people.
We tried to, we took over the Republican Party with Trump. I mean, we mean to win. Everybody doesn't realize the power of the individual. I'm not here on some power trip, but I mean, I talk to the president. I talk to everybody else, generals, you name it. They all, the people, they care. They're waiting for leadership, too. The fact that we amassed this huge audience has given them the power. And I don't say that to brag, but let me tell you something. InfoWars, you, the listeners, you are what gives them the power to do this that's happening now, my friend.
And it's not a question of us choosing the time. Eventually, I mean, we're sort of like racing towards the edge of a plateau where there's a cliff like in Indiana Jones or the Flight
exactly.
of the
Phoenix. We don't want this event horizon. We've been pushed
into
this.
It's coming anyway. It's like what Trotsky said. You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And like it or not, eventually, the global financial structure, which is a house of cards soaked in gasoline, eventually that's going to implode. The ATMs are not going to work. The EBT system is not going to work. The credit cards aren't going to work, and a week after that, our cities will not be
recognized. And whether you're rich or poor, that affects you the same way, exactly. And I take it, Matt Bracken, in the last 5 years, we've reported before anybody else did, but it's now admitted, the elite going to armored redoubts all over the world, hiring huge security teams, who are my listeners, who are ready to turn on them in an instant, that seems to be their Achilles heel. They're already evacuating. That shows they've already lost.
Right. A plan to ride a tiger is not the same as riding a tiger. So, when this house of cards burns down, it's going to burn
Matt,
a lot.
Do they have any idea how much the Blackwater and all the other folks that on average are good people that are guarding them, how much they hate them? I talked to these folks. I don't think they have any idea that they think they've got a 50-man team guarding them in New Zealand. They have no idea. Those guys are just waiting.
I know somebody that works in your neck of the woods up in Amarillo, Pantex, and he's a ex-special operations guy who now makes high dollar for unscrewing nukes and putting them back together. And he tells the security guards inside of the locked facility, thanks for carrying my gun until I need it. And that's how the Blackwater guys look at their so-called employers. Thanks for letting me drive your armored Mercedes until I need it. Because you'll be on the curb at best.
I know. They're so stupid. They're sitting there in armored redoubts with 50 killers.
Right.
And these guys have no respect for them because they're traitors. Do they have any idea? They're just sharpening their knives, just waiting.
And imagine if the traitors that they're guarding are, you know, abusing children around the swimming pool while the Blackwater guys are watching. They're not happy about it, believe me. The Blackwater guys have a plan to bring their own families to the redoubt after they, get rid of their so-called bosses.
I know.
They should know that.
They are so freaking stupid, aren't they?
They are. Absolutely.
Skip this break. Let's go to more calls. Did I just talk to Chris or did I just talk to John? All right, Howard in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Hello, Matt.
Thanks. Hi.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up, Howard. Go ahead. Yeah, we're going to move on. You're having phone trouble. Andrew in Minnesota, you're on the air. Andrew, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had just a couple of quick points, if I could. One is that I think you would agree that language is, can be very powerful. And you know, when you talk about illegal aliens voting in our elections and everything, it just seems to roll off people's backs. But, you know, they're also Mexican citizens. So I think it would garner more outrage if we were saying Mexican citizens are voting in our elections and Mexican citizens are draining our government resources and things like that. It changed the perspective I think a lot of people have.
Oh, I agree. It's not that we're against the Mexicans. It's that they wouldn't let us engage in that. And this is a joke that is going on. Democrats everywhere are passing laws to let illegals vote. Then they say Trump is a conspiracy theorist to say 3 million illegals were on the voting rolls. They were.
Right. They give them the voter card with their, you know, their driver's license. I also think that it's very immoral for us to let Carlos Slim and these Mexican billionaires to let them just push the poor and the poorest people out of their country to go to America to send checks back. I say send those people back to Mexico now that they've had a taste of freedom and opportunity. Send them back to Mexico with an instruction for a revolution for a true free market in Mexico and not this, you know, crony oligarch kind of a system that they have perpetuated. And I'd also want to see Trump start building this wall very fast because that will be a visual galvanizing experience. After 30 years of hearing to politicians talk about protecting that fence, that wall, or excuse me, even building any kind of a barrier, virtual fences, drones that never take off, when we actually see a fence being built from the Gulf of Mexico to San Diego, it's going to be galvanizing. It's going to mean this is for real. You know, I think that's when we will see self-deportation, a lot of self-deportation.
Yeah, but exactly. All we care about is the criminal self-deporting. It's just that they're meant to be brought here, the Democratic Party operatives. Thank you, Andrew.
And I bear them no ill will, and I wish that they go back to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Mexico and force their leaders to be responsible to the entire country and not just use America as their safety blow-off valve.
Jim in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. This is Jim down here in Georgia. Say, I spent my time in the military. I did 6 years in the infantry. Got out back in 83. In 1988, I started getting involved in a local militia up in Wisconsin where I was from originally. In 1995, a manual came into the possession of our company commander who had some, he was a Vietnam vet with some black ops in Northern Africa, and I believe it was one of his friends from the inside that might have gotten it to him, but it's called an FM 4110, a military civil affairs operations manual. It says on the cover, it doesn't say classified or top secret or top secret, but it does say on the cover, destruction notice, destroyed by any method that will prevent disclosure or reproduction of this document. Well, they failed in their mission because this man ran a couple hundred copies, and I got the first one off the press. But that was about the only one that got released. It may have been two or three others because it wasn't long after that his log cabin burnt down in the middle of the night. Luckily, the dog woke up his son.
Okay, well, I happen to pretty much know everything about that kind of stuff, so tell me what it supposedly says.
You know the 4110. All right, we disclosed it to the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal in 1995.
Sure, so what did it say?
All right, in this manual, the military made a statement to the paper that this meant, yes, there is such manual. It was developed only for use in foreign countries during times of war. Well, it talks in here about guest troops coming to host nations to quell civil disturbances and other major problems, and it's implemented after martial law. I find it funny that they'd say it was for foreign countries because in my copy it has a map of the continental United States broken into its...
Sure, let me bring this up. I don't know about the particular thing you're mentioning, but I read the Washington Post, Toronto Star on Air, about 12, 14 years ago, where they said, we'll use Mexican and Canadian troops to quell terrorism and civil disobedience in America. That's actually in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. So I know I've read those plans, very, very bold plans. Let's get Matt Bragan's take on that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that manual. I've seen other manuals talking about civil affairs, which, you know, clearly show plans for setting up detention camps and things like that are pretty scary. But like I always
that's
say,
that's the civilian inmate labor camp program. That's yeah. Embedded, yeah.
But a plan to ride a tiger is not the same as riding a tiger. Anybody who talk is cheap and manuals are cheap, but they got to remember that the people that they're depending on, it's just like the Blackwater guards for these elites in their redoubts and retreats. The people that they think are going to be rounding us up are us. It's not going to work. What I could much more likely see.
By the way, let me ask you this, and then continue. Would you say 90% of actual trained troops, special forces people, operators are patriots just because that's the type of folks they are?
Well, it you have to distinguish between combat arms and some logistics and support. A lot of the bases that I've been on, it almost seems like a welfare program has been instituted in the last
20
years.
All the real people that actually put themselves in line
the
for death.
Fighters,
the warfighters seem to all be dialed into freedom.
Yes, they are, and they're very much so. And it's very rare to meet a warfighter who is a liberal. Although I will say that both Petraeus and McChrystal are on record as being against civilians owning semi-automatic rifles, which worries me a lot. But they're just, you know, the higher up that they go, it seems like they select for sycophancy and for go along to get
they
along.
Smoke the dope.
Right, they want to become a member.
Sure. So,
of the
what
elite.
Number? What 95% though? Warfighters are patriots.
Of combat arms of 04, major and lieutenant commander and below, I would say 90% are patriots in that way, and they definitely believe in the Constitution and defending it against all enemies, foreign
and they're not afraid to kill people. That's what folks you understand.
And if they're told that to take these 10 buses from the base to go to some subdivision and round everybody up, the people who give that orders are much more likely to be hanged from the flagpole than those buses go out.
And let's say the first roundup, maybe they don't hang, but once they see families mowed down, then it's over.
It's over, and the people that would be going along with any orders, I'm going to be nonpartisan in this case. If it was, no matter who said we're going to go round up the Jews, the Muslims, the blacks, I don't care. It wouldn't go down. It wouldn't be successful. The people giving those orders would be hung. They should know that. That's why I say it. They should
know
that.
All right. Well, powerful interview, Matt Bragan, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. I'm going to come back and hand the baton to David Knight. Thank you for so much insight. We really appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You've got a very important interview. Stay with us. Fourth hour straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.